Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Pesachim Daf Tzadi Gimel, Pesachim 93. Earlier back on Tzadi Beis, I'm a Beis, we had learned that somebody who was Bederech Rechoka, which we translated as a faraway journey, is exempt from having to bring the Karban Pesach, the Paschal offering, on the 14th of Nisan because they're far away. And so therefore, such a person is allowed to bring it on Pesach Sheni, which is on the 14th of Iyar, 1 month later. So our Mishnah explains here on Tzadi Gimel on the Beis on 93b, what exactly does it mean when it says Derech Rechoka? So it says the Mishnah, Ezuhi Derech Rechoka. What does it mean when it says you're far away and therefore you're exempt from bringing the Pesach on the 14th of Nisan and you could bring it on Pesach Sheni? So what it means is anybody, and Rashi says, this means anybody who at noon of the eve of Pesach is mina Modi im Lachut, is from the city called Modi, in which the Gemara says exactly where that is, and from that distance outward. That's how Rashi understands it. Rambam understands it means anybody who is there at sunrise is from this distance of the city Modi im and outside. And indeed, that distance in all directions. So that is the position of Rabbi Akiva. So anybody who's from Modim and outside is exempt from the Pesach Rishon and can bring it on Pesach Sheni. Whereas Rabbi Eliezer says, a powerful idea. He says, even if this person is standing, may iskup us from the threshold of the Azar Lachutz, meaning anybody who's not in the courtyard of the temple, such a person is going to be considered like they are derech rechoka, like they're far away, and therefore they're exempt from having to bring the Karban Pesach, even if they're in Jerusalem itself. So Rabbi Eliezer is saying, even if a person is standing inside Jerusalem, they're going to be exempt from bringing the Karban Pesach. The Bryce on Tzadi Dalet Amud Beis explains that Rabbi Eliezer learns this out from Gzeira Shava. And according to him, meaning to say that he learns out that even somebody who's able to come into the courtyard and doesn't come in is going to be exempt from the Pesach, from the position of being in a faraway Derech Rechoka. And Rabbi Akiva doesn't learn Gzeira Shava because he didn't have a tradition of it. Gzeira Shava is where you compare two words, and a person is not allowed to say this on their own. They have to have a tradition from it. So Rabbi Akiva didn't have this tradition, but Rabbi Eliezer did. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, we have an astonishing principle that even somebody who's one step outside of the courtyard of the temple is going to be considered to be Derech Rechoka. So this is just a powerful idea that Derech Rechoka doesn't just mean faraway distance, doesn't just mean that somebody who is far away in New York. It means that you could be in Jerusalem, you could be one step away from the temple, and you're going to be spiritually distanced. That's what it means. Somebody who, when it comes to Pesach, is Rachmano and son, spiritually distanced, unable to celebrate Pesach, they have a separate opportunity to bring the Pesach Sheni. They can bring it 1 month later. So the Gemara, the Mishnah continues, therefore, says our Mishnah, Amar Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, I'm going to bring you a proof for Rabbi Eliezer's position. Lefikach nakud. Let's say there is a dot. For this reason, lefikach nakud. For this reason, there is a dot. There is a dot in the Torah on the letter hey in Bederech Rechoka. So there is a dot on the letter hey. According to the Midrash Rabbah, the dot appears on the letter ches of the word Rechoka. But according to Rabbi Yossi, it appears on the letter hey. To tell us, Lomar, what's the reason why there's a dot on the letter hey? To tell us this idea, Lo mimnei sherechok vadai, not because this person is indeed really actually far away, Ela mei skupas hazar v'lachutz, but rather it just means that because they are on the threshold of the temple facing outwards. That's all it means. So what is this idea of the dot on the hay, and why does this, what does this have to do with saying that it doesn't mean that he's really far away, it just means he's outside the courtyard of the temple. So we have a principle, we've seen this before, and Rashi explains it here, that what is this idea, the nikud al hay? Rashi says, v'chol nikud l'ma'et hadavar ba. Anytime there's a dot over a word in the Torah, it's telling us, d'mashma samyuah l'hateva me'ach. It means, get rid of that word from here. That's what Rashi explains here, that when you have a dot on the word in the Torah, that you're supposed to get rid of that word. And indeed, The Midrash Rabbah and also the Avos to Rabbi Nazan and Maseches Sofrim tells us that there are 10 places in the Torah where there are dots over a word or on a portion of the word, and as a result of that, we're supposed to get rid of the word. This is called a puncta extraordinaria, the extraordinary points, that the extraordinary dots that we're supposed to remove. And indeed, the Yerushalmi in chapter 9, Halacha Beis, and argues with Rabbi and the Rabbanan with respect to the proof of Rabbi Yossi from the fact that there was a dot on the letter He in the word Rechoka, that Rabbi says, and the Yerushalmi Rabbi is arguing with Rabbanan, the Rabbi says that Rabbi Yossi brought this raya from the dot on the He, because even if there's a dot on just on one letter in the word, you have to uproot the entire word from its meaning. However, the Rabbanan argue with Rabbi, and they say no, that the dot is not coming to change the entire word, but it, as though it was not written, but rather only when the majority of the letters have dots upon them. And so with respect to the kings that came to Abraham and said Ayesar Eshtecha, that there are that Vayomer Elav Ayesar Eshtecha, that in that case the dots are on every word, every letter in the word Elav except for the Lamed. So that's where you uproot the word, but not where it's just on one letter. But we see from here that they take out the word, that according to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Elazar says, we take out the word rechoka, distant. And so therefore, we see that it's anybody who's on a journey, anybody who's just not yet. And this is the idea that somebody who's not doing the Pesach, they're not a sinner. They're on a journey. And hopefully their journey is going to lead them to Hashem.